Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit on the halachos concerning Pesukei Dezimra, specifically the halachos concerning dilug, skipping. So remember again, the kids are right over here. We're talking about the idea that the goal is to be able to recite Shema and Shmona Esrei, really ideally Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. Shema, Birchos Kriya, Shema, Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. So the kids writes the following: V'lachim la'achar shomer shalosh brachos haneskaros la'ben yech talas tefillin. So a person comes into shul late, and by the time they put on their talas and tefillin, and remember again, said Birchos HaTorah as well as the bracha v'antilas sedaim, who roa ki einlo od zman sheyuchal lehispalel Shmona Esrei imatzibur elishi yidalek v'yaschel b'birchas yotzear as yaschel sham. So if a person comes in so late that by the time they say Birchas HaTorah, as well as the Bracha Valentiyos Daim and Birchas HaShachar, they pour on their talis and tefillin, and they realize that they only have enough time to start Shema in order to be able to say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, then that's what you do. In other words, the goal is to be able to say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur. So if a person has to skip everything and get up to Shema and then Shmona Esrei, and that's what you should do. Then Yeshlo Zman Lomar Gam Baruch Shamar Tzilo David Atzofo Dahinu Hashem Kodshol Yolam Bo'ad V'yishtabach Yomrim. So the idea, the way it works is the following, that there's like a sliding scale with skipping. So if a person has to skip everything in order to be able to get to Birchos Kriya Shema, Shema, and Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur, then you do that. If you have a little bit more time, and you could say Baruch Sha'amar, and Ashrei, and Yishtabach, then that's even better. So what the Kitz is now alerting us to is that the bare minimum for Pesukei Dezimra is Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, which are your bookends, your bookend blessings. But you can't say bookend blessings without what? Without something in the middle. So the idea, the minimum middle piece of Pesukei Dezimra is Ashrei. So if you could say Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach, then Ma'atovu Ma'anoim, then at least you've said Pesukei Dezimra. A little bit more than that. Now, the way it works is, again, the sliding scale. Yesh lo zman yoser. If you have a little bit more time, then what should you do? Yomar gam halalu kel, halalu, halalu kel bekacho, at kolan hashamatal al kaluka. So again, if you have a little bit more time, then you should say the last of the halalukas, which is the one that begins halalu, halalu kel bekacho, and ends off Kol haneshama tahalel ka haleluka. So if you have more time, after you said Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach, I mean before Yishtabach, if you could add in that's the fifth of the halelukas, then you should do that. Yesh lo od zman yoser, if you have a little bit of extra time, then you go back to the third of the halelukas, and you say Yomar gam haleluka halu es Hashem min hashamayim, which is the third of the halelukas, which is the one that ends off with Livnei Yisrael am krovo haleluka. Yesh lo od zman yoser, if you have even more time, then what? Yomar shar halalukas, you should say the other halalukas. Yesh lo od zman yoser, if you have even more time. It's amazing how the earlier you come to shul, the more time you have. That's the idea of the halacha. Say if you come even earlier, yomar what? Yomar gam vayivarech David al l'shem tefartecha. V'im yesh, so again, if you have more time, add in vayivarech David. If you have more time, v'im yesh lo od zman, yomar hodu ad v'hurachum. So this is interesting. So what you see over here, by the way, in the hierarchy of Pesukei Dezimra, that the first part of Pesukei Dezimra of Hodu actually is relegated to a second-tier status. If you notice again, really what's happening is if you have limited time, you start with Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei Yishtabach. You have a little bit more time, say the fifth Halleluka. You have a little bit more time, say the third and the fifth Hallelukas. You have a little bit more time, say all of the Hallelukas. You have a little bit more time, say Vayivarech David. You have a little bit more time, then you go back to Hodu. Then only at that point in time do you go back to Hodu, and ultimately again, you say that up until the vehurachum, the meishla odzman yoser yomar hodu ad vehurachum, the yedalek ad vehurachum shekodim ashrei v'sham yaschil. And obviously, if a person has more time than that, then not only should one go ahead and say ashrei, but ideally one should also say the hichavod right before ashrei as well. So the idea, the kitzur then goes on, we'll discuss this later on, the kitzur then goes on to discuss what you do in terms of Shabbos. Now, I'll just mention this, and with this we'll end. V'amizmorim shemosifin b'Shabbos u'b'yom tov, im ein lo zman la'omram, azay kol ha'mizmorim v'apsukin shorim oso b'chol yom lam kedima. This is very important. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, if one is running late, the parts of Pesukei Dezimra that we say every day take precedence over the Shabbos and Yom Tov insertions. So just the way this would work on this sliding scale, it's only after you have enough time to be able to say Baruch Sha'amar Yishtab Ashrei Yishtabach, the Halalukas, Vayivarech David, and Hodu, Then if you have more time, then you would add in the Shabbos and Yom Tov insertions. But if one is, again, limited on time, the parts of Pesukim Zimmer that we say every day take precedence over the Shabbos and Yom Tov additions. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer, let's go to Shabbat Lezako, it says, Yisrael Lefichach, Hebron Timisar Shneemar, Adonech Vizman Sidkol, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.